I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. Few things stir up more controversy in slow-pitch softball than the appearance of a fast-pitch bat. It's wimpy. It's a girl's bat. It's pink. Well, some of them are pink, but a lot of them look exactly like their slow-pitch counterparts, and unless you read the fine print, you'd never know it was a fast-pitch bat. First question, are fast-pitch bats legal in ASA slow-pitch? The answer is yes. It's perfectly legal to use a fast-pitch bat in a slow-pitch game. Hey, fast-pitch bats even have the ASA-certified seal on them. Many girls use them in co-rec ball, and sometimes the guy on the team will pick one up and astound himself with what it can do. Next question. How are fast-pitch bats different from slow-pitch bats? Answer, mainly in weight. Slow-pitch bats weigh from 26 ounces up, and fast-pitch bats weigh from 25 ounces down. Most fast-pitch bats that are used in slow-pitch softball weigh either 24 or 25 ounces. Most regular slow-pitch bats weigh 26 to 30 ounces, but some of the old-school bats weigh as much as 38 ounces, maybe even more. Fast-pitch bats vary in length. All slow-pitch bats are 34 inches long. Most fast-pitch bats that are used in slow-pitch are either 33 or 34 inches long. You may occasionally, though, see a 32-inch fast-pitch bat. So why would anyone use a fast-pitch bat in slow-pitch softball? Well, it's lighter, which means you can swing it faster. And a faster swing might give you more ball speed and distance. I say might because there's less weight in the bat, so it might not send the ball as far as a heavier bat. Now here's where we encounter a problem. You can get into some pretty complicated math when you try to figure the exit speed of the ball based on the speed of the bat before impact, the speed of the bat after impact, the mass of the bat, and the trampoline effect characteristics of the bat. Baseball physicists tell us, yes, there are baseball physicists, and they tell us that the speed of the bat after it hits the ball is more important than the speed of the bat before it hits the ball. It gets very confusing, very fast. So here's what you do. Pick up the bat you're using now and toss up a dozen balls and hit them as hard as you can. See how far they go. Then pick up a fast-pitch bat and do the same thing. Which bat gave the ball a better ride for you? Because your results will not be the same as somebody else's. While the scientists are arguing with their formulas over which bat is best, you're actually doing a practical field test to find your optimum bat, and the heck with the math stuff. For me, I found that I don't hit the ball quite as far with a fast-pitch bat, and I'm testing it against an Orange Mayhem, a pretty good bat, but my control with the lighter fast-pitch bat is infinitely better. I'm a small, weak, old guy, so I use the fast-pitch bat to better place my singles. A buddy on my team hit the ball out of the park with one of my fast-pitch bats, and he doesn't do that too often unless he's using his Ultra 2. So there's no question about getting distance from a fast-pitch bat if you have the power, like he does. Finally, let's look at the cost. Though fast-pitch and slow-pitch bats cost about the same if you pay retail, you can often get tremendous bargains on eBay for fast-pitch bats. I've bought a new fast-pitch F2 for $31, a new fast-pitch Mayhem for $35, and a new fast-pitch liquid metal plasma for $21. No way can you come close to those prices with slow-pitch bats. I'd like to hear your opinions and stories on fast-pitch bats for a follow-up program. Drop me an email at dan@danhughes.net. For more articles about playing, managing, and coaching slow-pitch softball, check out my website, slowpitchbook.com. Thanks for listening. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.